Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." When she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid them?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus again, greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said to them, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The other week, I was talking with a friend. Her daughter and youngish granddaughter were coming into town, and she mentioned her daughter said that it was paramount, it was of utmost importance that on Sunday, they get their granddaughter in bed before 9 p.m. so that they could watch The Walking Dead. For those of you who don't know, The Walking Dead is a popular show about people trying to survive after the zombie apocalypse. Now, it's a really popular show. It's been breaking cable TV watching records for years. And we started talking about zombies. What was it about zombies that was so appealing? What was up with the recent resurgence in zombie films over the past few years, including the number one box office hit, World War Z, and another number one box office hit, Warm Bodies? Like I said, The Walking Dead had been on air since 2010 and has only gained in popularity. The Sci-Fi Network has a show called Z Nation, and the CW has a show called iZombie. Harry Potter even has its own version of zombies. They're called Inferi, which are reanimated corpses. Game of Thrones also has its version of a zombie in Gregor Clegane, the massive hulking man killed by poison and brought back to life by some sort of black magic. There's even my favorite video game out there called Plants vs. Zombies. And there is also the infamous classic tale of Pride and Prejudice and zombies, where they added in little bits and pieces for it to be about Pride and Prejudice and zombies. So what is it with zombies that holds our imagination and also scares us? Why are there so many movies and TV shows dedicated to them? We have hypothesized that part of it is that zombies can be killed in all sorts of ways. They're already corpses, so chop off an arm and the zombie doesn't care and will still come at you, which is scary. This also can lend to humor. There was this great movie from a few years back called Zombieland that included all sorts of creative ways of killing zombies, including dropping a piano on top of a zombie. Now, you drop a piano on a regular human being and it's not really funny. Drop a piano on a zombie and it's hilarious. Now, the other thing about zombies is they can be anyone, including people you know, which is what makes it part of the horror genre. This is part of the horror and the drama of The Walking Dead. Because it's a TV series, it's longer than a movie, and you get to know the characters better. And there's this possibility that they might not just be killed off by a zombie, they might actually become infected and become one themselves, which is terrifying, especially if this happens to a loved one. It's a horrifying possibility that not only has your child or your parent or your best friend died, but now you have to kill them all over again in zombie form and watch them die another death. And that's one of the most interesting details from today's reading in John 11. In the story, Jesus has gotten word that his friend Lazarus has died. Jesus takes his time going to visit Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha, and by the time he's arrived, Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. The point being, he's dead, like really dead. And Jesus talks to Martha and cries with Mary. He then goes and calls Lazarus out of the grave, and lo and behold, their brother and friend rises from the grave and is alive. It's a miracle. It's an incredible miracle. Jesus has conquered death. But only for a little while. Because though Lazarus has been raised from the dead, this isn't permanent. He will die again. Whether because of old age, heart disease, stroke, dementia, cancer, freak accident, Alzheimer's, Lazarus will die again. And chances are his sisters will have to watch him die again someday. Which means that though Jesus did conquer death, this time it seems like death will win yet again down the road. Though this is a resurrection, it isn't quite a true resurrection, just like zombies aren't a true resurrection either. Yet, we confess in the Apostles' Creed that I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. And we believe in Jesus, who says in today's reading, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And Jesus knows Lazarus' first resurrection isn't enough. It's a miracle, sure, and the family and friends are happy to have him back, but it's only temporary. But God has bigger plans. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus himself will die. Jesus will die on the cross. And Jesus will be raised from the dead on Easter Sunday so that we may have the promise of the resurrection too. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus makes that statement true for all of us. Through the cross and through the resurrection. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection. We have the promise of resurrection, of being raised from the dead, of new life, true new life. Unlike Lazarus' first resurrection and zombies, in this resurrection, we won't die again. It will be a whole new life. We will be free from sin. We will be free from death. We will be free from all the things that can kill us and have killed our loved ones. Heart disease, cancer, stroke, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, ALS, hunger, poverty, thirst, violence, accidents, natural disasters, flu, and anything else that could kill us. we will be free from these things. We will be raised from the dead to new life. We believe in a God who can raise the dead. And because of this, we are promised that we will see the ones that we love again. We will be reunited with the saints who have gone before us. And in that resurrection, they and we will be whole. They will not be weak or sick or ravaged by illness or frail in old age. They will be whole. They will be alive. They will be with us. And we will all be with Christ, who calls us from the dead to new life, just as he called Lazarus out of the grave so long ago. We believe in a God who can and will raise the dead. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Thanks be to God. Amen.